crap. Okay. Omar.
I'm Omar.
You is Omar.
What about
you? Is Omar.
I is Omar the thief.
Tonight, I do not care about grammar. Let Miss hear that. I do not care.
I'll email
awesome.
Her.
That'll be the start of the recording. I do not care about grammar. Let Miss hear it.
Welcome to Mentally on Table Adventures, Episode 16, Dungeon World, Season 2, Episode 1.
Oh, this podcast may contain bad language, crude humor, and graphic violence, and it, in general, is not fit for human consumption.
Well, after our game of the quiet year, we've seen how things are set up in the town of Steinstein. It's time for all the PCs to return, and maybe some new faces as well. We'll see what joy awaits in Season 2. This first session is a little bit more of a day-in-the-life sort of episode, but I think you can tell by the end, things are shaping up to be just as explosive in Season 2 as they were in Season 1, so enjoy the show.
Okay, so, to catch everybody up, for those of you that weren't here or that have never been here, this is the town of Steinstein, or at least the ruins that used to be Steinstein. About a year ago, some stuff went down in the basement of the Thieves Guild, which inevitably led to the complete destruction of the town at the hand of falling rocks from the sky.
I'd expect nothing less.
In the intervening year, the town has attempted to rebuild. However, many things have not gone as planned. There is a large crater here near the edge of town through which the water supply of the town runs through this crater. As the water comes out the other side, it is horribly fouled and polluted by something, causing internal rotting in people. It's really quite horrific. Let's see. In the center of town, right after the incident, rose up a glacier about the size of a house. And faintly inside the glacier, you can see the figure of a man. Just a shadowy figure of a man. You can't make out even any details about it. You're pretty sure it's a man, anyway. But that the frozen man, so to speak, has been locked inside the glacier for the past year. Next to the frozen man has grown up... it started out as like a little visitor center for guests. And it quickly morphed into a small fortified militaristic compound of religious zealots that began worshipping the frozen man. Nearby, the Church of Zathina attempted to restore order, but was set on fire and partially torn down. It didn't go well for them.
We don't approve of your brand of order.
The Church of Scorn has set up a hospital on the other side of the river and has been basically zero trouble whatsoever in spite of everybody being incredibly nervous that they were moving into town.
That's right.
They have been the least disruptive force in all of town. There's a well-appointed lumber yard here, an amazing forge over here, which I'll have some questions about later. Granary, the Friendship Bridge with guard towers and locked gates.
That's right. I forgot about the Friendship
Bridge. Listen to the audio if you want to know the story behind the Friendship Bridge doom.
So much friendship.
Up here we have the newly rebuilt Den of Iniquity. The Thieves Guild is back and better than ever, baby. Also over here we have the brand new inn, just recently constructed, the Frozen Druid Inn. Is open and operating. There's also some longhouses for general community population, some farm fields, some graves that we dug up. Oh yeah, there's a tax booth down here that is not seeing a whole lot of use recently, but that's because we slaughtered the trolls that it was meant to tax. Oh yeah, did I mention the trolls? They set up a camp over here. They apparently have a castle up north. They set up a camp over here guarding this diamond mine that we found. Apparently they wanted the diamonds for themselves. In fact, the trolls started building a road, and we're trading the diamonds with another town around us.
Those bastards.
So we set them all on fire.
Yep.
With oil.
After we attempted to tax them.
Tax them and kill them. It's the American way.
Yeah. It didn't go well. There are wolves in the forest up north. There's a salt mine. And did I mention the other two neighboring towns of Eldridge and Eldridge? They're at war. That just recently started. They're at war. They're sort of fighting. Well, personally, it's our fault because these guys sent like their 10 military officers, and these guys sent Ridge Elder or Midge Elder, and Midge Elder went missing. And so Eldridge, thinking that the Eldridgeans were responsible for his
I'm so confused.
we decided to call it, for the sake of the audio listeners, we decided to call it Northridge and Southridge. Because verbally you can't tell the difference. So Southridge, angry at the presumed death of Mr. Elder, has gone to war with Eldridge of the North.
The Northridgeans.
The Northridgeans have set up an outpost over here, attempting to take out the trolls and get in on the diamond action before we do, because the guys in the south here were getting in on the diamond action with the trolls through the trade route, and yeah, it's a cluster. Oh yeah, did I mention that the then the Zuthinians, they had a ringer, a buddy, one of the guys who had been living there. What was he? Thomas the Chafed, I believe.
Yes, that's right.
Thomas the Chafed.
What?
Left town rather dramatically. Went to his buddies in Northridge and informed the larger church of Zuthenia of what horrible, horrible things were happening here. And they sent down their elite inquisitor squad, the Parish. And they showed up and killed the leader of the Cult of the Frozen Flame, and in general beat. They at that point, the Cult of the Frozen Flame controlled all of the town north of the river. They were beaten back to within their walls once more. However, just recently, within the last week, a new leader of the Cult of the Frozen Flame, by the name of Chrysothal, clad in completely diamond armor, has arisen. From the ranks, and he has vowed vengeance upon the Zuthinian parish and all those in the town who have wronged him.
He calls himself a girl's best friend.
Yeah. No, that was the rapey guy that was before him.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was breeding with everyone in the town. Yes,
that's right.
What?
The
previous leader was...
There was a fertility issue, and he felt he could solve it through personal effort.
Commendable at best.
No, he's a man with vision.
And now he's dead.
What's that?
Can I choose more than one?
Your armor then?
Yeah.
I think you choose one. You only get a
shillelagh. Yeah, I think you get one of those.
So I can't have all three.
No.
But that would be my
problem. You only have two arms anyway.
You do not have a golf bag full of implants. <Yes. laughs> You are not Casey Jones. Yes.
As cool as that would be.
That would be a...
That'd be a
maybe she is.
That's the character.
Okay.
Why can I not be Casey?
For my notes, quickly, I need to know, what are your names?
I'm Rose.
Rose, and you are a druid.
Yep.
Awesome.
My halfling sister from Caster another mister.
Caster.
I'm a halfling too.
Okay. Caster.
All right. So I'm going to go around to these gents first.
I felt kind of incredulous, so I went with a name that sounds like a wizard.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and start with these guys. We're going to kind of go around and catch up with them and see what they've been up to over the last year.
Perfect.
Then we'll jump in with you guys and see if there's any places or things that it sounds like, ooh, wouldn't you have had a bodyguard when you went there? You can totally attempt to insert yourself into those situations if you so desire. So let's start with Omar.
Yes, Kron the Wrathful.
Okay. Omar, you're one I'd really like to hear from. What has Omar been up to in the last year?
Well, I would like to think that Omar had a lot to do with getting the Den of Iniquity up and running.
I was kind of hoping you'd say that, but I wasn't wanting to put words in your mouth.
Because this whole thing all happened because Omar came back to town wanting to retake the Thieves Guild. So
this is true. And so now at this point you have. So at this point I will let you know, Thraken, who had been running the Shadow Wolves, the rival Thieves Guild, he is the proprietor of the Frozen Druid Inn.
Oh, he's gonna die.
Him and his best buddy bartender, Hawk. So, yeah.
Hawk's a bartender now, huh?
Yep.
Oh, he's falling on some hard times.
Him and Thraken are
They're
remember, Thraken wanted to go straight. After all of this, he decided this was his opportunity to go straight. And so he saw a business opportunity. He's running the inn. Hawk, you know, bounces and bartends for him, and because Hawk said he was going to stick by Thraken through thick and thin. So.
Oh, Hawk!
All right,
so, I love Hawk. So he'll still be around town. Don't worry.
Cool.
So. So you were definitely involved in getting the Den of Iniquity up and running. So let's roll them bones, and let's see how things went for you. Let's roll plus int. to see how well your...
That's a big zero.
That's a big zero. Awesome.
Eight.
All right, so on an eight, let me refer back to what I wrote down here earlier and see if I... So, you get to ask me one question about how things are in town, and I will answer you truthfully. And then you get to make one statement or leading question about what's going on in town. So this is your chance to sort of put your stamp on things. So consider carefully.
Boy. How's business?
Oh, at the
Den of Iniquity.
The Den of Iniquity? Business is booming of late. What with the Frozen Flame being driven back within the confines, things have returned to almost, you'd call it, normal? It's hard to call it that, but, you know, I mean, there's still a constant, you know, sort of squabbling warfare between the two here, but for the most part, town works good, especially with the lumber mill and the salt mines up and running, and you guys in good proximity to those two sources of...
Keep them workers happy.
Workers that are in need of a break from their... workaday lives, so yeah, business is good, Omar. Speaking of which, I'm pretty sure I need to give you something. Hold on, where did I put it? Yes, yes, you're just giddy with anticipation, I know.
Do we also get the basic moves sheet?
Oh yeah, the basic moves sheet. I completely forgot about
really
those.
Awesome.
And then I get to make a statement.
You get to make a statement or ask a leading question. You know, just anything that will sort of allow you to put your little extra oomph on it. I think you might need this the next time you level up.
Yeah.
Whoop whoop. The Guildmaster Prestige class.
Whistle the whoop. Well, then I would just like to state right here and now that I am the leader of the Thieves Guild.
That sounds like a perfectly good statement
That's
for you to make. Yes,
I am.
You are unequivocally and without question the leader. So here are the basic moves sheets. Anybody who needs one, I have.
We'll share.
That's all.
Yeah. We'll share.
I need to print more.
We'll share.
Sorry.
Guys,
I guess I can share.
I'm a ninja. I don't share.
Alrighty.
It's not in my nature.
Okay, so Omar has taken over the den. Is that what it's called, the Den of Iniquity? I mean, that's what we've been calling it, but I didn't know if it actually has a name.
Sounds good. That's Omar's Den of Iniquity.
Omar's.
No, I'm not going to just... No.
I'm not going to put your name on the building.
Better not.
Okay. It's still...
Aziz's Den of Iniquity.
Presumptuous. There you go.
I'll name it after my fallen frozen father.
Aziz's Den of Iniquity. Aziz's Den of Iniquity. Excellent. Excellent.
And I do make weekly pilgrimages just to go look at the man in the...
You go and visit a member once. So, that begs a question.
I don't worship. I just
how the F do you get in there? I mean, that's now a fortified.
Oops. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I can get in and out of any building in this town that I want. I'm fucking Omar.
Excellent. Good answer. So, Frosty Pops. The icicle. So, you died.
Yeah.
Last time we heard from you,
I remember?
But you did die. Doing what death did ask you to do, which was kill him, which you did to. Succeed in.
I did. Well, I did and I didn't.
Yeah, close enough.
Still got away.
Yeah.
It wasn't your fault.
It wasn't your fault that he got away.
Wasn't death double dealing with them two behind each other's backs? Wasn't it kind of like Stark Industries kind of deal going on there?
Death was upset with Galadir.
No. Death was not happy with Galadir. Yeah, Death was going to send someone for Galadir. Someone just happened to show up who was in close proximity. Said, you know, conveniently enough, if you stand up like right now and move about 6 inches to your left, you'll be able to stab a guy I really need stabbed right now. So, why don't you do that? So, Aziz the Druidsicle, fill me in. What has the last year been like, being frozen in ice? Have you been conscious this whole time? Have you been in your body at all, or have you been elsewhere, perhaps? What has the perception of the last year of life been like for Aziz?
Been a quiet year of contemplating relationships.
Okay.
Muffled.
It's been muffled. Grumbling a little bit in my own head. Okay. Let's see, what else? I've been debating on whether or not I want to stay here or go out and find Galadir.
Interesting.
And I've been seeing all the activity around my encasement.
So you've been inside there this whole year.
Yeah.
Just quiet, spending quiet time alone by yourself inside a giant block of ice, watching these people.
Watching a mass.
I see what you're doing there.
I'll say, all you can really see is the shadows of people, so you can't really get a whole lot of detail about what's going on out there, but you know there's lots of people.
Right.
In close proximity to your ice cube.
I see them bending me towards me, so I am starting to feel more and more like a god.
Yeah, you probably are getting that sensation. There's definitely some chanting going around, along. And you feel it's directed at you.
Right.
Question, Aziz. Why are you still in this body? Was this a request from you to death?
Yes.
To allow you to come back?
So Galadir would know exactly who came back for him.
Death likes the way you think. So, let's roll them bones and see what else you can put forth.
Six.
Not a lot. Yeah. So, six. What did I write down here?
Does that count as experience?
Mark it.
Oh, nice.
What did you want?
It says seven on here. Do I go eight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I just wrote down seven because I didn't want to do seven tally marks. But.
Okay.
That seems fair.
So 7 plus my level, that means I'm at level 2 already.
Well, no, you'd have to rest in order. You'd have to make camp in order to level.
All right, I just want to make sure.
He's been camped for a year.
No, because he's not spending any rations.
That's true.
He's not doing anything.
That's part of the definition of make camp, is you got to spend a ration.
He's
so,
just chilling.
Nope. Yeah, literally.
Just chilling.
So, 6 minus. All right, you still get to ask one question about the situation in town. Or anything, really. I mean, it actually doesn't have to be about the situation in town. I take that back.
He recommends it be about the situation in town.
No, not necessarily. actually, he may have a perfectly valid point that's more interesting. What I'm really wanting to know is, what I'm looking for when I'm asking these questions or having you guys ask these questions is, what are the things in town that you guys find interesting? I'm kind of looking at, this is like sonar pings of, we want to look at that more. So...
I'm in a hazy thing of ice. Can I find a weak point in the ice?
In the ice? Oh, yes. In fact, over the past week, there's definitely been a crack forming. I'm pretty sure that soon you might be able to crack this berg.
Awesome.
So I've already asked you several questions, so I think I'll spare you the rest of your grilling. And we'll move over here to the ninja. Because, dude, the ninja?
Where did Cypress, that guy go?
Cypress Lee, former operative of the Thieves Guild, who went with Omar into the sewers. Well, I mean, he got kicked out of the Thieves Guild at the time, but the Thieves Guild was being run by a corrupt vampire, so...
Yeah. It is what it is.
It's cool. So, Cypress, the last time we saw you, you were chasing after a werewolf, and you went over a watery precipice and washed down the sewer system, and presumably almost out of town by the time the water stopped flowing. And at that point, you probably witnessed the destruction of town. From just outside of the sewer systems. What did you do then, after you witnessed the town be absolutely destroyed by falling rocks from the sky? Did you leave? Did you head back in and try and help the survivors? Did you go through and try and plunder the rubble?
Well, I can only imagine, having gone down this watery slide... I could only imagine there might have been a few injuries, and who knows what could still be in the town. So I would assume I took a temporary leave to reevaluate my strengths, weaknesses, try to buff back up.
So you headed out. Did you head perhaps to Eldridge or Eldridge?
I
hate you guys.
Don't you love...
I didn't have to do a name in those. I'll take credit for the city of Steinstein, but...
Yeah, you will.
That was my fault.
I did, in fact, head to Eldridge. I didn't go to Eldridge. I went to Eldridge.
Well, yeah, Northridge or Southridge?
I went to Southridge.
Okay.
Settled the same area.
I saw some of the angry people, and they kind of helped me get back to health, and I thought I kind of owed them.
Okay. Have you been back to the town of Steinstein before today, during the last year?
I have spent several days in and out, kind of peering in on how things have been going.
So when you returned to town, did you go to the newly established Den of Iniquity, being run by your old buddy Omar?
I did, but it's questionable whether or not he knows that I did.
Ah, so you did, but perhaps in secret. Excellent. Roll them bones.
Damn bones.
Nine. All right. So you get to ask one.
Intelligence.
Oh, no. I was doing everybody else's flat.
Oh, okay.
His just because it was specifically trying to set up an organization I told him in, but it turned out to be a zero anyway, so it didn't matter. So.
I'm not too smart.
So you get to ask one question and then make one leading statement or one leading question or a flat out statement about what has happened.
If I were to, for my question, I would probably ask, is there anyone I need to be cautious of?
In the town of Steinstein, is there anyone you need to be cautious of? Oh my god.
Overly cautious of.
Overly, there we go. Like, more than
that narrows it down by about half the population.
Jeez.
He had friends.
The extremely religious, I would say. Those are the, that seems to be the sort
of three churches.
They hate right. Ninjas.
Not the ones in the middle, though, like okay?
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of back and forth, and you'd like to try and stay out of that. It's bad for business, you know. Mm-hmm. So, now, your statement. What stamp would you like to place on the world?
I would like to say, the ninja's back.
So you've taken up residence in town then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where are you staying then?
I was probably at the Den of Iniquity.
So you're staying at the Den of Iniquity. But Omar doesn't know you're back in town.
No, he does
yet.
Not.
That's a
roll me a charisma roll.
Yeah,
that.
That's a little bold.
That's like trying to move into my attic and I don't even have an attic.
It's all right. There we go. He's the freaking ninja.
Yeah, I know. If anybody could do it.
Last time I got some nice rolls.
Nine. It's a partial hit. You may or may not be entirely under the radar.
What's your charisma modifier? So,
zero.
Oh.
So, Omar?
I got minus one, so that's more than me.
You do not know that Cypress is back in town. Yeah. However, you have noticed this shady dude who's living at your place. And you're not sure what he's up to, but he's definitely up to something.
Well, I'm going to keep an eye on him.
I kind of figured you would. So
have some of my people make sure that we keep track of his comings and goings.
I've got a good story, by the way.
So, Krom.
Kron? Yep, with an N.
Kron.
I am Sean.
I mean, Kron.
So,
hold on. Year, Southridge, then sneaking into Omar's house.
There we go, got that.
I must set my house in order.
It is Aziz's house, technically.
Aziz's Den of Iniquity.
All right.
Okay, Kron, the half-troll. First of all, describe to me, what does it look like that you are a half-troll?
Well, I don't want to brag.
I have to order my pants from the special store.
They're
really short.
My half-trollishness comes out. I'm a little taller than normal, and I kind of have the trollish posture, and my arms are a little longer and thicker with bigger hands than normal.
Okay. Your arms behind you as you run.
People would notice it if they, like, looked and paid attention to me, but since I just wander around and seem...
You have a somewhat hunched...
But I do have, obviously, a threatening vibe.
You definitely do. So, it's been a rough year for your people. They found this diamond mine.
Yeah, actually, in fact, I actually came down from the north.
Did you?
I've been tracking somebody who stole a relic of my clan, and I'm going to get it back. It was a diamond-encrusted suit of armor.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And it will be mine.
It will be.
It will be mine.
We're going to have some hot troll on Zealot action.
We might.
Oh, my. So,
as long as I can make money off it.
Here's some questions associated with that particular little declaration. So, up north, the castle... rumor has it it's populated entirely by trolls. It's a troll society up there. Who is it? Who is the king of the trolls up north? What is his name?
The king's name is Grog. Currently, Grog the Almighty. Any king of the trolls takes the title the Almighty until he's, of course, ousted and no longer king.
Right,
like, no longer mighty.
Right.
I have been taken in by the clan, and I've been teaching them industrious ways, as I'm a half-troll.
You have been the one responsible for their leaps and bounds in domestication, so to speak.
I have.
Wow.
So I gotta ask, who was it, your mother or your father that was a freak? I thought, ooh, look at that troll, get me some. Which one? Which other side of the family goes
or
that
was
way?
There no
I think
choice.
It was not so consensual.
Oh! Yeah, that's kind of awesome. What I was picturing.
Awesome.
That's kind of how I figured that came about. So why don't you roll me that bone and let's see what else you got going.
That poor person.
That poor human.
I got a 7.
You got a 7, so that's you get one question and one statement.
I get a question and a statement.
Yep. Last I remember, the people in the south end of town, the sort of rebellion against the Frozen Flame, kind of
they were
headquartered in the Church of Scorn, they also had allied with the trolls
right,
prior to, I think, the troll conflagration. So the trolls sort of know that there are some people that are good and there are some people that suck.
the majority suck.
Yeah. In this town, yeah.
And what you can probably like bet town. Is that the north side of town is probably slightly less friendly towards trolls than the south side.
Since
of
they're
town.
The ones that set them on fire?
It was mostly the Frozen Flame guys who were responsible
for
that.
It was the northern ward who set the taxing to them, and then, the buckets of boiling, yeah.
Yep.
That happened.
That was
This
side note, this is a wall, correct?
This is the outer wall.
Right, the X's, along the river.
Yeah, the X's are, the along the wall, or along the river is also a small fortified wall that continues to exist despite the fact that the town is somewhat peaceful. Because, let's face it, we still don't trust those frozen flame psychos up north. So, for the moment, the Friendship Bridge is reopened. the gates have been opened, but... The watchtowers are still there with the arrows. The Friendship Bridge with crossbowmen. Oh, it's great. It's
what other allies might I be able to find and pick up on the way down?
That whole game, the Quiet Year, that's a really cool. We should do that again sometime.
Okay.
Sorry.
So the question was, I'm only mindful of this now because after going back and listening to the recordings, when multiple conversations are happening, it sucks to keep up. So I'm trying to limit it to one person talking at a time. So your question was, what other allies could you find?
Might I find and bring with? Like in the forest or wherever in between.
Funny you should mention that. Sure I have something up here. Here it is.
I don't know if there's druids or werewolves or anything skulking about.
I may or may not be skulking in that forest.
that's a fair question. That seems reasonable. Here's another thing you also know, though. Your people have traditionally allied with the wolves in this area. And they're getting bigger.
They're getting bigger.
Like, over the course of the last year, The wolves have about doubled in size.
Holy junk in the trunk. Must be salt.
I think if anybody remembers, there's a legend about this area.
Oh, yeah! I remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Me too,
You should listen.
Okay.
You should listen. It might be important.
Particularly for a half-troll wandering through the forest looking for allies.
Well, more importantly, your people traditionally have allied with the wolves. Particularly, like, you feel this growing kinship with them right now, actually. For some reason. So there. How's that for you? And it's possible you may have run into somebody in the northern forest. Rose, would you say that's accurate?
I would say I'm definitely hiding out in there.
Okay.
I choose to make a statement.
Make your statement.
I've actually come with a little bit of cash to grease some wheels to get myself into the city so I can reclaim, you know, what's rightfully mine.
Right.
I've decided to hire, you know, some people to come with me as allies, just in case I don't find anybody.
Hmm.
A druid and a fighter.
Seems fair.
Unfortunately, the fighter I've hired is a little feeble. I'm going to have to toughen him up on the way.
Feeble.
All right. Yeah. All right. So.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying.
So with that, let's swing on over to Rose. So you are a resident of the Great Forest. Why don't you describe yourself?
I've got my messy hair since I'm kind of roaming around in the forest, and it's not easy to keep up with that hair.
Full of
bears.
But
I do
and
have
stuff.
Some, yeah, de bears. I've got my practical leather, because, you know, gotta be practical about life. But yeah. I have some very wise eyes. I may be a little lunatic with my messy hair, but I can be wise as well.
Alright.
It says that I have a tell that no matter what shape I form, I always have the same tell, and I'm gonna have some glowing green eyes.
Your eyes glow green.
Yes.
Oh, that won't be creepy at all.
Yes.
Just imagine that bear coming in.
Yep.
Damn.
Oh, man. You're in the dark, and all of a sudden, whoa. Also, you're kind of short, aren't you?
I am a little short. I mean,
specifically, you're a halfling.
Yes, I am a halfling, but when I do switch into my bear, I do get a little taller. So I
just
kinda,
a little.
Yeah, I'm good at heart. Though, so
you're what?
I'm good at heart, so don't have to worry about me too much.
You have a friendly outer demeanor. So how did you get hooked in with this guy? Because I mean, obviously he's getting paid.
Yeah.
But what's a druid like you doing throwing in with this crumb half troll?
Well, I was kind of in my bear form, just lurking around, and I ran into
that
something
doesn't sound
that,
good.
That I was so confused with. Because like I was saying earlier, I just saw him running around with his arms flailing behind him because they're so long. And I just had to introduce myself and
You've just been following him around ever since.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, he's interesting.
He seems like a good guy, but...
So, why don't you roll me the dice and let's see what else is... So go ahead and mark yourself an experience.
Yeah.
Down
lower, right farther, yeah.
So...
I don't get
with
too much.
You've been especially disquieted by the recent the growth of the wolves lately.
Okay.
You sense that there's something going on, but that you're not connected to it. Like normally, you're dialed into stuff like this. You know, like, come on in.
Hey.
Would you like
for me to get in?
Absolutely not.
Yes, you're late to the party.
Can't move
stuff
it.
Around underneath somebody's feet and expect me to get stepped on.
We'll scoot on over.
You alright? Huh? You alright? Have to be.
Yep. No other choice.
You
alrighty.
Want or you don't, you know? Yep, so.
FYI, for future reference, we are recording these and putting them up. So if we could avoid the use of proper names, use character names whenever possible, because every time we use real names, I have to go through and bleep it out. And that just takes...
is here.
Hey. You're in charge.
How have you been doing?
I hate you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, come on, you're the boss, guys. We make it so interesting.
You do.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Called Mr.
Yep.
Are you going to briefly catch him up?
Yeah, well, hold on. Let's finish her question first, and then I will we'll catch
Hadrian
up on what's going on.
Adrian, do I get a question?
You get one question still.
Perfect.
Even though you bombed it.
Well,
I'd like to know what you're interested in.
So. What's going on in that Druid Inn? I mean, I am a Druid, but
what's going on in the Frozen Druid Inn? Yeah, that's an excellent question.
Anything creepy going on?
That's an excellent question. You know what? The guys that are running it, this guy named Thraken and his buddy Hawk. You know what? Now that you mention it, there's definitely something weird about them. Like, they're not just normal people.
Did the band like to attack them?
you don't feel like they're hostile.
Okay.
But you definitely get the sense like there's something more than meets the eye to those two.
They're Autobots.
Hold on.
Sorry.
All right. And so, lastly, we're going to skip on over to Caster.
I wasn't thinking that.
Why don't you go ahead and describe yourself to the group?
I don't know, he's a little bit taller than average. He's got extremely old-looking armor on, but he's not an extremely huge person. He's just a little bit taller, kind of an average build, really, but got kind of wild-looking hair and really callous skin. But his sword is probably the fanciest thing on him.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what's that piece you're carrying?
I didn't know what the modifier precise does to the weapon, but I would assume it's...
Actually, precise allows you to use your dexterity instead of your strength to attack.
Let's not do that then, huh?
Yeah, you might want to pick a different one since you're more beefy and less finesse.
Yeah, that wouldn't do anything.
Messy.
Sorry,
messy
wouldn't be bad.
No, and the other one I was looking at...
When I level up, how many of these do I get?
Well,
you get one at a time.
Wait, one every time you level.
It's
not really an issue for him.
Yeah, especially with a guy that can carry a house.
Small house.
Ooh. House on your
messy back. And forceful. Messy. That's dismemberment and stuff like that.
I mean, blood.
Just saying.
Tells him that, and he's definitely picking it.
Yeah.
I think I got. All right. Yeah, he's got
the messy brothers.
Forceful is
kind of like
is forceful like forced movement.
Force is sort of like, shoving, pushing, knocking down, anything that would involve sort of... You could see a guy with a big hammer and forceful being pretty...
Yep.
So his sword is huge, so he could, like, flip it the flat blade down and just smash someone on the head with it.
So he took forceful and messy?
Yeah, that's what it's
called. Messy and forceful.
Oh my god! Oh, so he's got like the like friggin' like
this is like a hand and a half.
Like clouds.
Right, he's got a friggin' Final Fantasy sword. Oh my god!
Yeah, he's got the Buster sword.
Yep.
Yeah.
What the hell is that thing?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mine does that too.
How the hell does he hold that?
No, it's more like a bastard sword that he hung over his shoulder.
It's just giant.
But he's hanging it on top of just obscenely old looking scale armor and just. I don't know.
Maybe it was a giant's weapon at one point.
It was a short sword for a giant.
Yeah.
It was a giant toothpick. So here's a question. What brings you to this area?
Money.
All right. A man for hire.
There's a man
as it so happens.
Wants.
There's somebody that's hiring, and they're paying in diamonds. So.
There's no real good excuse to come to this Steinstein.
Just wait for it. Just wait for it.
To Steinstein, it's more of a matter of he's following the money.
Hey, there's a war going on, a town being rebuilt. There's and money to be made here.
With the skills that he's developed over the years, where there's war, there's money.
That's right. I'm a man with a very particular set of skills.
Aziz Vine 2.0 is a nice block. I'm running the guild.
So, alright, so now that you're done that, roll your bones, let's see what questions you get to answer, and then we'll catch up all the fun stuff that's happening.
I don't get to ask nothing.
Alright, go ahead and mark your XP, and you still get to ask one question.
Where in this town would I go to find a job killing people?
Gosh. So, here's the deal.
Gosh.
You said in the town. Because I'm thinking that you might have come from up north. And before you got to town, might have run into that guy. If you get to town, there's sort of two options. One is to go to the Frozen Druid Inn, which is sort of the general place. Like, if you're looking for reputable killing people, like, in the face.
Like bounties?
Right. However, if you're looking to, like, kill somebody who maybe doesn't know it's coming, you might want to go check with the Den of Iniquity. Like, there are multiple places where that is a applicable skill set.
Go check Omar.
So,
I don't know who that is.
But first you ran into a, dude outside of town who was in need of some muscle for a little venture going after a particular set of armor he wants to retrieve.
And I'm sorry, what was the name?
Kron.
Kron. I am Kron.
All right.
I'm a K or C?
C.
That's a job. He's a Kron job.
All righty.
So I'm following the money, and I have sworn to protect Kron.
Indeed, for money. Have.
Nice.
But on top of that, Kron is also soft. But I'm going to make him hard like me.
They both think the other needs hardening up. Oh, boy.
The two hardest people in the room.
You're soft.
So.
They sit down at night, they're on the fire. And what kind of weapon do you have?
I actually have a reach spear.
All right, so he's got his spear stuck in the ground, and I've got my bastard sword. We're just leaning on him over the fire, just telling stories about all the people we've
missed. They're sitting there comparing scars all damn night. You can't get a wink of
sleep. I got this one.
Let's drink to our legs.
So nice calves you got there.
All right, I'll take it you haven't had a chance to listen
to... Hey, that's some editing you have to do.
Yeah, I know. Damn it.
You just yell at us about it.
I know. I'll be the worst one I know. At least I can identify my own voice very well speaking other people's
names. I am a
girl,
so I might be the only one.
Well, yeah, well,
I'll try and talk to you.
I meant it's easy for me to pick them out when I'm editing.
I don't know what day of the week it is for me.
So, you...
Beautiful.
You were here last time, right?
What do you
yes, yeah,
you were here for the whole time?
Yes.
Okay, so you remember town. The Frozen Flame is currently about to surge back and attempt to destroy the Zathinian Page Parish agents. Yeah, well, we'll have to see about that. They are being led by that dude in diamond armor, so, but you never know.
Only for so long.
Until Hadrian shows up.
Yeah, so we've got the war just warming up between the two ridges. You did finally get your houses built, though. I mean, like, it only took, like, 9
all
months.
Year.
Yeah, it took a while.
Kept trying to build those houses. And
they kept
that's
they
the failed. First thing we did. We started building housing, and then everything.
Supposed to be a 6-week project.
literally, winter had begun, and they hadn't finished the houses yet.
Winter's coming.
No, it was there.
It was there. And it stomped all over us.
So you kind of know what's going on in town here. So the real question is, Hadrian, last time we heard from you, you jumped into a portal.
Yeah.
That portal didn't have another end on it that was connected, so it just sort of was flopping wild in the cosmos.
It's like a garden hose that you turn on, and nobody's holding the end, and it's just kind of spraying everywhere. Where did it spray me out?
That's what I was just about to ask you.
Oh.
Where did you land?
How did you get back here? Where did it spray me out? I found myself... Hadrian finds himself in a cave. Somewhere...
Bum, 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 bum.
In the mountains. And... I start exploring these caves, and...
Well, that's not very far.
I mean, he's got a whole year to get back. He could have gone anywhere.
I was in these caves a long time, eating rats and bats. Do you know how tough bat meat is?
So you're saying it was a rough year for Hadrian.
It was a rough year for Hadrian. However, in that year, he spent a lot of time communing with Zuthina. And Zuthina actually would bring the cave-dwelling animals to him. And every once in a while, he would notice the walls in this cave are very sparkly.
They are very sparkly.
And when I finally did find my way to the surface, I found myself in the middle of this troll camp.
You did?
I did.
And how did that go?
Not well. Because trolls are inherently evil.
Oh, are they?
Oh, jeez.
Come on.
As far as Hadrian is concerned.
Oh, God.
And I don't know how many of you know Hadrian. Hadrian can suffer no evil thing to live. It was a rough night for the trolls.
Oh, boy.
Well, he can kind of...
I think you need to roll some dice now, and then we'll talk some more.
Jesus. Poor trolls. Well, if I'm going to kill myself, I'm going to do it early.
Nope.
Oh!
Kick the snot out of some trolls.
All right, so you get to ask... one question, which I will answer truthfully about the situation at large, and then you get to make one statement or ask one leading question with regards to things about.
Okay, one question. Okay, I'm going on the assumption that I did leave the troll camp, and when I left, there were no living trolls in it. That is not to say that I killed all the trolls. Some of them might not have been there. Some of them may have run off.
Well, here's the real question. I take it this incident... Well, there's two times this incident could have been. Was this pre-Trollmageddon, in which the boiling oil was lit on fire in all of all the trolls that were passing through the underground tunnel through Steinstein?
Yeah. No,
in which all but three of the living of the trolls in the camp were destroyed? Or was it after that and you killed the three remaining trolls that were left in the camp?
There were only two trolls in the camp.
Okay.
When I came out.
There's a missing troll.
So we are post-Trollmageddon.
It is post-Trollmageddon.
Got it.
Because this would be way later in the year.
Right, that makes sense. All right.
But I did not kill all the trolls, just... Right. The ones that happened to be there just, when I came
just
out.
Just the two that were there. Okay, so it wasn't like a mass slaughter of trolls.
Right.
But, yeah, there were some dead trolls. Got it.
Well, yeah, but Hadrian by himself killing
That's not out of question at all. No. So,
A little bit.
Well, Zathina helped, because...
Right. Give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, she's the man. So,
your question or statement?
All right. I have no idea where I am.
So I'll continue to ask you questions then. So after you killed the trolls in the troll camp, did you make your way back to town?
I saw a road leaving the camp.
Yep, which one? There were two roads, because there's kind of a road. It's not
as
well
developed.
There's
like a game trail.
Yeah, there's like a game trail.
No, I saw an actual road.
So
I started following the road.
So you ended up passing the tax collectors.
Did the toll?
I think they've actually pulled back.
There was nobody in that.
Right, yeah, yeah. There, it is currently abandoned.
It was abandoned.
The troll toll? That's like right. Insane.
And so I just continued on to Eldridge.
Yes, Eldridge.
Eldridge or Eldridge?
Eldridge.
Eldridge.
Southridge.
Southridge.
So you headed for Southridge.
I was here Southridge. When they were born.
Yeah. I think you had something to do with them being born.
Oh, yeah. I named Southridge. So, yeah.
I thought I named Southridge.
We'll have to listen to the audio and find out.
I think you named Northridge.
Proof's in the pudding.
Doesn't really matter.
Anyway.
Somebody named them.
So, you know how we fix this? We extend the map and just make them all one city.
So anyway,
two districts.
Right.
So, I make my way to Eldridge.
Yep.
Southridge, and I hear of first the brewing war between Northridge and Southridge, and then of this little town in the middle that seems to be caught.
You also hear of mobilization of Zathidian forces.
And I am on it.
That's what I wanted to hear. So were you part of the group that Thomas the Chafed rallied? They are known as the Parish. They are the elite inquisitors of Zathina. Did you join their ranks before they marched into town, or
yes.
Are you a recent recruit?
No,
you were with
I
the
was
group
with
when
the
they came. You were there.
I had not attained the level of High Inquisitor.
He's a lowly enforcer.
but I am making strides to that end.
So you were there when they crushed the first leader of the... well, actually the second, because the first guy got poisoned under mysterious circumstances. That reminds me, I have a question. Did you have anything to do with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just without question.
Yeah, well, things are getting a lot out of hand. You can't let one side or the other get too much balance is good for business.
When it happened, I definitely thought to myself, that seems like something that might have been the hand of a PC at work.
Yep.
Okay. Somebody important died under mysterious circumstances. Omar's still in town. I can't imagine these two things had any relation to one another.
Oh, of course they did.
Coincidence happens.
It does. Okay, so you are, like... You are with the Zithinian Parish. You are preparing for rumblings of a counteroffensive. You guys haven't managed to get... You don't know if you have enough strength to punch through the walls and attack them in their home. You've driven them back within the confines, but you guys are still deciding on strategy and figuring out if you should wait. Should you attempt sort of a siege action? Mm-hmm. You know, there's still debate amongst the higher-ups as to how this problem, once now that they've pulled back within their walls, how this problem should be handled. And of course, there's rumblings of them considering a counter-offensive, but that would be foolhardy now that you've retaken the town. So,
now that Hadrian's here.
You can't imagine that they would they would try something so foolish.
While I don't anticipate them trying anything that foolish, the fact remains they are evil.
They
therefore... cannot be suffered to live. We will punch through. It's just a matter of when and how.
Are you currently on a quest right now?
Why, yes, I am.
What quest is that?
I am defending this town from the iniquity set upon it by that machine.
By the luck machine.
And everything that we see...
Let me see your character sheet.
Absolutely. So, by the way, I know where you live.
Yeah, I know.
Best of friends here.
Oh, sheesh.
One of the boons of my quest is that I have an unwavering sense of direction to Omar.
If there's one thing that
so are you
Omar
still on the quest?
Yes, that the town still exists and is still suffering from the iniquities beset upon it by the machine.
Wow. Yeah, that is
the
really
machine
true.
The doesn't exist anymore.
True.
No, but the iniquity is
right. But what
happened to the town?
Right, the town is still in need of protection in spite of the of machine's lack of existence.
God, I can't wait to find out what you feel about me.
I'm a thief, man.
So you didn't do nothing.
I'm unnatural at this point.
Well, the real question is, are
things happen, some people die.
No, I'm neutral.
I had a chance. Well,
because
I really don't think it'll matter when
he
we
can
meet.
He can tell if you're evil.
Crank the mother up.
Okay.
If I so choose. Sometimes I'm smart enough not to ask the question I don't want the answer to.
And sometimes that almost kills you.
That's what we had to do.
Yes, it almost did.
Oh. And next thing you know, it's winter.
Yeah.
I could have saved you. I could have saved him.
Okay, so I got one more questions that didn't come up during the previous interviews, so I'm just going to ask them to the general group. Who is the blacksmith at the forge? Because that forge, if you recall, the townspeople became obsessed with its proper completion and spent extra weeks making it an absolutely superior forge that produces amazing metal alloys that are becoming renowned and actually probably will be the salvation of this town's economy, the production of this metal. Who is the guy in charge of that forge?
I think it's my half-brother.
No, his Human name is Borthin Pathel.
Borthin Pathel?
That's his name. He can be your half-brother, I guess. Or...
I might not know that he's my half-brother. But yeah. I think he's maybe my half-brother.
From the non-troll side of the family.
Right, I said the human.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Half-brother.
Let's see. Just checking. The Thieves Guild, you are... you were sort of during the fracas sort of allied to the I called them the South City Alliance that was formed
South
of
City
the
EJs.
Right the rebels, the Church of Scorn, mm-hmm. had sort of set up, and
the
you
Gardeners
were,
of Justice,
right? You were sort of working. I like it.
Gardeners of Justice.
They're the ones where the farms are.
Yeah.
So you were sort of working on their behalf in the Northland while remaining outwardly neutral on the whole subject, of course, behind everybody's back. How has it been? You have no outward problems with the Church of Scorn, so that's not really an issue with you.
Even though a Scornite ruined the machine.
Well, machine needed to be ruined, and I realized that after I turned it up.
Right.
Mistakes have been made. Right. Mistakes.
I will hold on to them.
Moving on.
Yep. New town, new life.
Let's move past this.
Yeah.
No, some people won't get past that.
I'm just going to tell
same
you that
town,
now.
Same life.
Yeah.
Just little things. Little things. Yeah,
all right. I think we've got
poppycock. Well, okay.
We've got enough to get started then.
This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. All works discussed are the property of their respective owners. Our intro and outro music is by Idle Exhibit.